Interesting insight into our economy from the OECD. Growth, as we know, is strong, but they highlight poor productivity and the challenge of adapting to a changing job market as reasons they're holding us back. Apparently, many of us are overqualified and we're no good at maths. The OECD's chief economist, Christine Mann, is with us. Very good morning to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well indeed. Just define productivity. It's not the person who turns up allegedly for 8 hours and does 6 hours work, yeah?
Right. We can think of productivity in the sense of for New Zealand, it's really thinking about innovation and how to get innovation get more integrated into businesses. That's what we have a problem with in New Zealand.
We've had a long discussion in this country about the number of people qualifying for certain jobs that aren't there and other people where the jobs are there and they can't find good people for love nor money. You've identified that as what, a serious problem?
Yeah, it is a serious problem. About a third of the difference between New Zealand's productivity and, say, like the United States comes from people who are not qualified, who are overqualified for the jobs they have, or, you know, some of them are underqualified, but most of them are overqualified. And about a third of that, again, is because people can't move to the places where they would get a job for which they are qualified, where they would get higher wages, and they can't move there because they can't get housing.
And when you look at all the OECD countries, are we way out of whack on this?
Well, New Zealand is not the only country that has this problem. There are a couple of others. Canada is one of them, Australia, your neighbor, and Sweden. But it is something that policymakers should be able to do something about, both on the skills side as well as on the housing side. So, you know, we can make a difference.
What's the maths link? Is that for future jobs like engineering?
Well, yeah, the issue with maths is the PISA scores, you know, those are the ones where you give the 13-year-olds the test. There's been a significant decline in the score for maths for New Zealand. And if we think about the jobs going forward, the ones either anyhow related to digitalization, meaning you're either working on the telecom stuff or you're doing the broadband material, or you're the people who are working on the data, or you're the people who are doing the analysis of the information that's coming over the broadband, you need to have math to do that, or, you know, statistics or understanding numbers. And so when you see a decline in math skills for the 13-year-olds, you worry about the next generation of workers.
R&D's been an issue here for a long time. How bad are we?
New Zealand, for a small country that really should be focusing on the intellectual issues, the innovation, New Zealand looks pretty bad. It's way down at the bottom, kind of with Portugal and Greece and some of those countries, not with the Denmarks and the Norways and the Finlands. So it's something that really should pay a lot of attention for the policymakers to think about business R&D, government R&D, but importantly also the relationship between business, government, and universities. That relationship we've found in our research is very important, and it's really not in the picture here in New Zealand.
I can't help but think that part of this is based around the fact that we are actually doing very well, and we have been doing very well for a while, and when you're doing well, you don't necessarily look outside the box for other ideas. Is that fair?
Well, a country, you know, you've done very, very well on dairy, and when you do so well on one thing, you kind of, you know, you double down on the thing that's been very successful, as opposed to worrying about what's going to happen when there might be a downturn in your major production and major exports. It's not unique to New Zealand to have that kind of issue, but since you can see it so clearly in the way we do our analysis and the data comparisons, it should be a wake-up call.
Yeah, exactly. Catherine, appreciate your time very much. Catherine Mann, who's the chief economist with the OECD. So what she's saying is nothing new, but the fact that she is saying it along with the rest of us saying it, and we have been saying it for years, your R&D, your matching skills with jobs, your industries getting into schools with kids and going, well, you want to be a doctor? Could need them, might not. How about engineering? How about the trades? You don't need it. So, you know, it's none of this is rocket science.
Where are the robots? We need more robots.
No, we don't.
Ah. Oh.
What about that program this week? What was that program that Latter did? What happens tomorrow?
No, you're going to have to be more specific.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because he seems to do a different program.
That is true.
Like every week.
What? He'll be the most
He's an
employed.
Expert
he'll
on
be
so
the only person
things.
Left with a job. Because once the robots come, it'll be the robots plus Nigel Latter. Their suggestion was that by 2020, 2.5 years' time, there will be 19 accountants in the country. I mean, what crap?